He was.
Did they, was it North Carolina or South Carolina?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yes, ma'am.
Fine. And your husband's age?
Well, they say he was born 1885.
Okay. And his occupation?
He's just a little dragging around here, doing what little he can. He can't much he can do.
Yeah, he's been a farm all his life.
Yeah, he farmed.
And how much education has he had?
No. Uh-huh. He got a bit down there.
Okay. Are most of his friends live around here and farm? And
let me see. Ain't no farmer, cutter folks around here. Yeah, the man Hall and them, but that's down there. Carlos Hall, he farm. And, Pope man, he farm. Mm-hmm. Don't he farm?
Yeah.
Well, there's two farms around here, down that way.
Fine.
And now, what was Eva's name? Eva's husband.
Eva Moulton.
Yeah, and Miss Moulton. They farms too. They got a farm.
And where was he born?
Oh, no. I had to come up here and found him up here. We come up here and bought the home in 38, I think it is. Yes, it was 38. And leave us here when we come, over there where they live now.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, now if we can start on some questions, I'd certainly appreciate it. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, say about 3 or 4 in the afternoon? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Uh-huh. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Let's see. Sun failed to appear, you mean?
When you first see it.
In the morning. Uh-huh. In the sunlight, I think.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
5:30, I think.
When it disappears.
Do you have a word like sunrise for the morning, but?
No, I call it sunset. Something like that.
If there's been a storm, but the rain stops and the clouds start to go away and it looks pretty, what do you call it? The weather is what?
It's clearing up.
Clearing up. What do you call a really hard rain that comes all at once and it's very hard and then suddenly it just goes away?
Yeah, I call that a little storm.
Uh-huh. Do you have any other names for it?
Let's see. Shower, big shower, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
Mantel shelf. Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in the fireplace? You know, sometimes there are two iron things.
Fire dogs.
And what do you call little tiny pieces of wood that are used to start the fire?
Some of them call them kindling, and we call them splatters.
Uh-huh. And if you have some pieces that are very, very rich that are used to start the fire, do you have a different name for those?
Yeah, we use kerosene or coal.
No, that's pet kindling.
Uh-huh. You've called it that too?
Yeah, with kerosene we'd start to eat sometimes.
But you're talking about that fat wood, Mr.
Fat wood, yeah. Okay.
That fat killing.
Uh-huh. That's about the thing of the past now. It's got to go through in here.
I'm sure it ain't much. Can't find no fat killing. Uh-huh. It's not in places now.